This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A bit later in the hour, fuel efficiency in cars and a look at the origins of life on Earth. But first, Christine Castillo-Comer served as the Director of Science for the Texas Education Agency for over 9 years, working as an official in the department that develops the state teaching curriculum. Last month, she left the job, forced to resign, she says, as a casualty in the battle over teaching of evolution and creationism in the classroom. The specific offense that led to her departure was forwarding an email to several colleagues and online communities saying simply, FYI. The email was an announcement of an upcoming talk by Barbara Forrest, co-author of the book Creationism's Trojan Horse, The Wedge of Intelligent Design. Officials at the agency said that forwarding the email, quote, implies endorsement of the speaker and implies that TEA endorses the speaker's position on a subject on which the agency must remain neutral. Comer's resignation comes as the state grows near a review of its science curriculum. Chris Comer joins us by phone. She's the former director, as I say, of science at the Texas Education Agency in Austin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Ira. Can I say that I'm delighted to be with you today?
Thank you. What has been the reaction to this firing?
Well, quite frankly, it's a reaction that I'm very proud of. Science educators and rational minds have really gone to bat and have written letters, made emails, sent phone messages. It's really been an incredible response.
Give us a little bit of the history. You forwarded an email as you just think would be normal in your line of work.
Absolutely, Ira. I came into the office on October the 26th. It was a Friday. It was one of those regular hectic Fridays. I had over 100 emails in my inbox. And as I go through my emails, I come across an email that had been forwarded to me from Glenn Branch from the National Council of Science Education. And it was just a general, and it said, please let people know. And then underneath it said Glenn Branch and sent on the date, Tuesday, October the 23rd. But I had been out of the building, so Friday, October the 26th is the first time I had seen it. And it said that Barbara Forrest would be in Austin to speak on November the 11th. It was very concise. It just said, dear Austin area friends of the National Council for Science Education, I thought you might want to know that Barbara Forrest is going to be speaking on this topic on November the 2nd. Her talk is sponsored by the Center for Inquiry Austin. It begins at such and such a time, mm-hmm. And such a place. And it's in her talk, she will provide a detailed report of her expert testimony in the Kitzmiller versus Dover school trial, as well as an overview of the history of the intelligent design movement. It went on to say that Forrest was a professor at the University of Louisiana. So I said, you know, I had a half minute and I said, gee, this is really interesting. And then I looked up the credentials on my computer. I Googled Barbara Forrest and I said, oh my goodness, this is quite a credential speaker. And then I thought to myself, you know, I'm telling my biology teachers almost on a weekly basis, teach the curriculum, teach the evolution curriculum, because it's part of the state-mandated curriculum. And now I should be, you know, I should be walking the talk here, and I there's nothing wrong with this email. Of course, I was smart enough, Ira, not to send it out on my official state email list. I did send it out to a few friends in Austin, and I sent it out to two groups. One group was the science officers of the Science Teachers Association of Texas, about 16 people in that listserv, and then one to the Texas Earth Science Group, who is very concerned about how the curriculum will be written for the new Earth Science course that we will have in Texas. So I sent those out at 9:49 in the morning. Mm-hmm. At 11:21, I get a knock on my door from the boss of my boss, and she says, can I see you for a minute? So I said, of course. I was in a meeting with my assistant. I got up immediately. I went to her office. She handed me an email, and I looked, as I do first thing, I always look at the very top, who's it sent from. It was sent from Lizette Reynolds. I've never met this lady. I don't know her. I do know that she is a Bush appointee that was put at our placed in a position at our agency and sits at the right hand of the commissioner. Right away, of course, I sat up. I looked at the first line, and it said, "This is an offense that warrants termination, or at the very least, reassignment of duties." I said, "Oh my goodness, am I being fired over creationism, over ID, over?" And she said, "Please read the rest of the email." And I said, "I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time getting past that first line." And she said, "Well, just read the rest." The rest said that I had expressed an opinion over a matter that the agency must remain neutral on, and that I had no right to express this opinion, and that I should immediately send out a disclaimer. And I turned to my boss. I said, "I didn't send an opinion. It says FYI on the forwarded message." And she said, "Well, why don't we write the disclaimer?" I said, "Okay." I went immediately to my office. I wrote the disclaimer, and I said, "Please disregard the former email. It is not suggest that it is the opinion of the Texas Education Agency."
Did you think that you needed to defend yourself this way?
Well, I thought to myself, well, you know, I was, quite frankly, I was in shock. I said to myself, "Gee, a disclaimer, that's no big deal. I'll say that it's not the opinion of the agency. Fine. I'm getting this from the person who sits at the right hand of the commissioner, you know?"
Yeah.
And so as soon as I sent it out, I got two emails from my friends, and they said, "Hey, what's up?" They were laughing. They said, "Oh, we knew you didn't send that out because you wanted to." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Things got a little difficult here." And they said, "Well, we understand." And so it was a Friday, and the Friday ended. Shortly after that, my first grandson was born, so I took off a few days. I was called on Tuesday, the 6th of November, by my immediate boss, Monica Martinez, and she said, "We're going to have a meeting tomorrow from 9 to 11. You need to be there." I said, "Oh, of course." And not knowing what this was all about, I went on and on about how excited I was with my new grandson, and she never let on a thing, nothing.
And you got fired at that meeting.
I got fired right after that meeting. I went to that meeting, and it was the entire foundation group. And the meeting went on for about an hour and a half. And then seated at the meeting was a gentleman, Tom Schindel, who is our human resources guy. Our division has been having tremendous problems, and he's been sitting in at all meetings. He came over to me in front of all my friends, which was kind of embarrassing in of itself. He said, "Can we move our meeting up to 10:30? I said, "Our meeting?" He said, "Oh, you didn't know we're having a meeting?" Yeah. I said, "Well, I tried to get on my computer this morning, but it was locked. So I figured I had put in the prompt. I had typed the password incorrectly or something, and I figured, oh, well, I'm in a hurry. Let me get down to my meeting."
Christine, we're running out of time a little bit here.
Sure.
So, and it's a great story, and we would like to talk some more about it. But I wanted just to know if this is something that is unexpected. I mean, have there been other cases to suggest that at some time at the agency that they wanted to include creationism or intelligent design in biology classes?
Well, it certainly had been said at a former meeting by Susan Barnes. She told me, she told the entire group, there were about 30 or 40 people there, she said, "We have to be extremely careful what we say and do. All of our presentations must now go through the governor's office. We especially have to be careful about comments that people are making." And I said, I had just gotten a letter on creationism from someone in the field, and I said, "Oh, like creationism?" And she said, "I'm so glad you brought that up, because it's important for us to realize that if the company line is that we endorse creationism, then that's what we have to say."
Mm-hmm. Is that the company line, you think?
That's what she told me. I was shocked. I said, "My goodness, even the president's own science advisor was not held to that standard." And she said, "Well, I'm just telling you." when I walked out of the meeting, my friends slapped me on the back and they said, boy, Chris, sounds like she wants to get you out of here. That had happened about 3 weeks prior.
And do the board have members who think this way on it?
Oh, the chairman of the board is an avid creationist who does lectures across the state and makes no bones about the fact that he backs creationism. He even brought in the entire board of the Discovery Institute when we had the last biology book adoption.
But he did allow Eugenie Scott to speak, did he not?
At 2 o'clock in the morning. She was the last speaker that was allowed to speak because they said they wanted people from Texas to speak first. And then they asked the Discovery Institute speakers to speak before her, and then she was allowed to speak.
2 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m., huh? So what do you do now?
Well,
you're out of work, right?
Right now, I sit and wonder where my next paycheck's coming from. I pretty much am unemployable in the state of Texas.
You think they'll hire someone in your place who thinks more like the board does?
It certainly looks that way.
Yeah. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us, and thank you for recounting the story. You know, we've seen a lot of quotes and a lot of
That's right.
headlines, but we haven't heard firsthand from someone.
I know it sounds like I've been talking to everybody in the whole world, but truly, I have only given 3 interviews, and you're the third.
Well, we're happy that you took time on your Friday to do so, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Ira. I appreciate it, and I thank you for your support.
You're welcome. Chris Comer is the former director of science at the Texas Education Agency in Austin, Texas. Got fired for passing on an email about an upcoming speech, and she just put FYI on email. And I guess the atmosphere in Texas is not very open to evolution these days. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to change gears. And when we come back, we're going to talk about engines and wheels and cars and fuel efficiency and how we get more fuel-efficient cars. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.